control in how they spend their money. And that would bring enormous amounts of finance with more borrowing powers into the market. Public housing is the way forward.
Malcolm Fraser, thank you very much indeed.
The time now on Good Morning Scotland, 14 minutes to nine. Now, it's the world's biggest cycle race, and this weekend the Tour de France is in Yorkshire. The Grand Depart is being staged from Leeds later this morning and in York tomorrow. Meanwhile, this programme has learned that Edinburgh is going to relaunch its bid to host the Grand Depart before the end of this decade. We can join Hugh Williams now, who's live for us this morning in Leeds City Centre. Hugh, good morning. Is the atmosphere building up there?
Yes, I'm about a block away from the start on the headrow right in the centre of Leeds, and there is no escaping the tour even if you wanted to wherever you go in Yorkshire. Whether it's the statue of Edward the Black Prince, infamous in English and Welsh history, in front of me wearing a bright yellow jersey, or the yellow bicycles that have been popping up all over the place, the special beers brewed with dreadful cyclist puns in the names that appear on the bottles in some of the off-licences, the road closures everywhere, where the earnest spokesmen and women popping up on the news to reassure people with needs, or indeed pregnant mums, that contingency plans have been made to get them to hospital should they need it in the course of the next few days. Just standing here in the last hour or so, some young children gone past with French tricolours painted onto their faces. Little boy whose parents had made the disastrous mistake of buying him a vuvuzela. That won't get at all annoying by the end of today, I'm quite sure. But as I say, the scale of the event, and as I found before I came down to Leeds, it's already making an impact among Scots cyclists.
If we could all line up at the front of the ivy!
A rather incongruous but utterly delicious smell of curry fills the air as lycra-clad members of cycle clubs, mostly from across the west of Scotland, gather in the car park of an Indian restaurant for a road race organised by Glasgow Green Cycle Club. As you might imagine, among so many supporters of cycling, there is quite a contingent heading to Yorkshire to watch the Grand Depart.
I think it's a great opportunity to go down, get involved in the atmosphere of the tour and see some of the big-name riders.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the guys tackling the hills down there.
I think Mark Cavendish, he's got a sort of an affinity with Harrogate. His mother comes from there, he's going to be going all out for that one, so I'm definitely going to be the finish line for that one.
We're going to cycle down from Harrogate out to Otley to meet the tour. Then after that, we're going to cycle part of the route of the following day back to Harrogate. So, yeah, it's great that you can do that.
200 riders. They will bring with them something like 20,000 journalists. The TV audience is 3.5 billion people.
That's Nicky Roach, chief executive of Tour de France Hub 2014, the company set up to plan and deliver the Grand Depart in Yorkshire and the leg from Cambridge to London. She says returns on public money invested in the event will be equally impressive.
We have a budget, the Hub's budget is £10 million, which has been used to support particular safety and security planning by our local authority partners. They have a pot of money, it's their own money that they've got agreed through all their local council procedures, and then Transport for London has its own budget for the afternoon that they have the tour next Monday. So it's somewhere under £30 million, I would say, in return for current estimated economic benefits are over £100 million. So it's a very good investment.
BBC Radio Leeds.
So last minute work is going on in Leeds as it prepares to welcome the world's top cyclists as part of the Tour de France.
I'm on the headrow in Leeds city centre, where the Grand Depart start line's already become an impromptu tourist attraction, with clusters of people lining up to get their picture standing on or next to it.
Great for the sport to bring cycling to the forefront, because I don't think British people really appreciate how hard these cyclists work, so it's the best thing that could happen.
I think it's great for Yorkshire as a whole. I live in Skipton, it's great for Skipton, it's great for the tourism, business, the whole lot.
It gets people together, doesn't it? And it's nice to see people all out and about.
They're going to make you tempted to get on your bike?
I won't be backing anymore now, love. I've got plastic knees.
I think it's a great opportunity for Leeds to show off all that it's got.
Councillor Lucinda Yeadon looks after sport for Leeds Council. She says there are already signs that the city's benefiting from hosting this event.
Every hotel room in the city was booked months and months ago. You've got farmers renting out fields for campers. We believe that the impact on the tour for the region will be in the realms of £100 million. benefit. That won't come immediately. That will very much come on visitor numbers and people coming back to where the tour first came and the publicity that we have on an international platform.
With sums like that up for grabs, Scotland wanted a piece of the action too. Councillor Steve Cardowney, Edinburgh City Council's festivals and events champion, was involved in an attempt to bring the Grand Départ 2014 to the capital.
We've staged cycling events in the past, we've had athletic events, of course we've got our fantastic festivals. So we're always in the market for something new, for something different. And we were working with Event Scotland with a view to try to bring the Grand Départ and some of the early stages of the Tour de France to Edinburgh in 2017. We were encouraged to bring that bid forward to 2014, and we were unsuccessful and Yorkshire beat us in the bid.
Steve Cardowney told me that bid will be renewed. He hopes that the Grand Départ will come to Edinburgh before the end of this decade.
We're looking at perhaps forming a bid with Event Scotland in either 2018 or 2019. And we will be that much more equipped in order to form the bid because we'll have seen it firsthand how it operates in Yorkshire. When the organisers were last year and I went for dinner with the organisers, I mean, they were waxing lyrical about the city and they could see themselves that it's good for the tour. It's not just good for Edinburgh, it's good for the tour.
At his office overlooking the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome in the east end of Glasgow, venue for track events in the Commonwealth Games, Gary Coltman from Scottish Cycling welcomes that idea.
From a cycling point of view, it'd be absolutely brilliant to bring the tour to Scotland, you know, and, you know, absolutely the history of staging major sporting events in Scotland is there, it's proven history, so why not? I don't know about the finances and everything the bid that would take for the bid to be successful, but if that could be put together, then there's absolutely no doubt that Scotland is very capable of hosting a Grand Départ for the Tour de France, so let's hope it happens.
Thank you very much for turning up to race on what is a beautiful, beautiful Scottish evening. Enjoy it.
Back at the Ivy Indian in Newton Mearns, a last-minute briefing for competitors in this rather less prestigious road race. You can't stage events these days, it seems, whether it's the Commonwealth Games or the Grand Départ, without boasting about the legacy you intend to leave. But at least some members of the Glasgow Green Cycling Club say that they are proof that legacy works, because they were inspired to take up cycling after watching elite performers at the highest levels.
I was sort of into cycling a good few years ago, in the days of Ingerain and Ulrich, and kind of fell away from it. But when London 2012 came along, I seen Britain basically wipe the floor into the cycling.
Can you remember a particular moment, a particular event that really just thrilled you or caught your imagination?
I think the female track team breaking world records as if for fun. It was incredible watching that team.
And back for a final thought from Leeds City Centre with the police helicopter you may be able to hear hovering overhead. Obviously, organisers both of the Grand Départ and the Commonwealth Games will be here, hoping that we'll hear many more stories like that in the years to come. So the impacts of their events last on in lives and in communities, long after the peloton has whizzed past at high speed.
Hugh, many thanks. That was Hugh Williams there reporting from Yorkshire. We've another poetry postcard for you now. These are poems that have been sent to the BBC from every country in the Commonwealth. And today we're off to Gibraltar.